This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. It's great to have you listening on this Monday. It was described as a perfect storm, the interaction between the Great Recession and nonprofit organizations. Giving was down to nonprofits at exactly the time when many of their services were needed the most. The economic recovery has been slow in coming, but new research shows Milwaukee area nonprofits are in a much stronger position than they were just a couple of years ago. The research was undertaken by the newspaper Biz Times in collaboration with a journalism class at UW-Milwaukee. Executive editor Steve Jagler joins us now, along with journalism students James Gutierrez and Samantha Nash. Welcome to all three of you.
Thanks for having us.
The results of this research seem pretty favorable on the whole for nonprofits. Is that an accurate depiction if you had to sum up the overall tone of this report?
I think the people within the nonprofit industry were mostly surprised at the number of nonprofits, 62%, that say they have recovered from the Great Recession. We really didn't know what to expect going into this. So the fact that so many say they've recovered and so many expect to have more donations in 2013 than they did in 2012, I think those numbers were surprising.
Well, and it seemed like the numbers were, if not overwhelming, certainly convincing that you were actually depicting a trend. It was not ambiguous.
I'd say that's the case.
How many nonprofits did you survey for this?
We had responses from 79 out of a database of 120 or so. 79 nonprofit executives responded.
And this is obviously not every single nonprofit group in the Milwaukee area, but were you pretty satisfied that the research yielded a representative cross-section of the sector?
Yeah, I think so. We had groups from a lot of different organizations all across the board. And just today, actually, I was reading up a little bit more. I guess as far as the top 30 cities nationwide, Milwaukee was actually ranked top of the list for median charitable donations, which is pretty interesting. And I thought that really validated our research even that much more, which is really cool to see that.
What do we know about how the economy affects nonprofits versus other sectors of the community?
Well, I think with this recession recovery, we've seen a lot of stagnation in terms of job growth. But I think seeing the growth that's happened in the nonprofit industry really gives a little bit more indication of how businesses are doing, because a lot of nonprofits get their biggest contributions from businesses. So even though businesses are running a little bit leaner and not hiring as many people, they're still making more charitable donations than they were maybe 3 years ago.
I think, Mitch, the survey illustrated how the nonprofit sector was affected in a similar way that the for-profit sector was. Most of the nonprofits we talked to, they had to do more with less because there was less available. So they had to collaborate. The recurring phrase we kept hearing is, we have to do more with less. And that certainly has been true in the private sector.
Well, and along the lines of collaboration, that seemed to be one of the salient points, that collaboration started when the recession was at its worst. But it sounds like they are persisting even today, that collaboration goes on even as these nonprofit groups have recovered. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say so. And I'd say it was a matter of necessity and survival for the nonprofits that made it through those darker, leaner times. Collaboration was a matter of survival.
The collaborative nature of everything was really interesting. Especially the people that we talked to, they all knew they needed to buy in. But one of the numbers that I saw that kind of jumped out at me, because of things, when we were going over questions, Samantha led this group discussion about what questions were we interested in, and the idea of volunteering came up. And I think that we have these numbers that show that we're doing great as far as raising money. They're expecting more money. But at the same time, the collaboration between the community and the nonprofits is something that I think we can still strive for, because over 80% in the survey said that they needed more volunteers. So as much as the business community is doing to raise money, I think it's something that the communities in general, just with manpower, can get out there and support these nonprofits just as much.
Steve, I know your newspaper in the past has reported on, all of us did this when the recession was at its worst, this perfect storm, the idea that nonprofits were struggling at a time when their services were needed more than ever. Did the results of this indicate to you that those nonprofits are pulling out of that perfect storm? Are they now able to start serving more people than they were?
It's a moving target, to be sure. They do expect increased donations in 2013, more than they received in 2012. But I don't think any of them are spinning cartwheels in the streets about where they're at. And the recession certainly created a greater need for core services, human services, food, health care, as benefits. People lost their benefits. And nonprofits across the board were affected by it because what happened then is the donors that were still giving recognized that the core services were what was needed. That put greater pressure on the nonprofits for the arts, for instance. They became less of a priority in the recession, and that came back to us in the survey.
Samantha and James, what were the specific kinds of questions that you asked when you reached out to these nonprofits?
We really tried to focus, first of all, on their own self-assessment, how they felt that they were doing and how they felt they had recovered. And then we tried to follow it up with questions about their staffing, about what kinds of resources they needed, whether they needed additional space, additional people. And one of the bigger ones was whether or not they needed more people or better people on their board of trustees to get things motivated and get things happening within their organization.
Well, and what did you hear along those lines?
73% said that they need more effective board members. So it's definitely a concern among nonprofits, I think, getting people at the top out there and fundraising, making connections and all of that.
James, were there other questions that you think drove at this question in a way that this issue in a way that maybe hadn't been asked so much?
I mean, I think it was pretty comprehensive. And we got a lot of people on the phone as well, and we got to talk to them. Another thing that we did talk about, though, was just the, I guess, the changing landscape that puts people in touch with nonprofits. Over 70% of them stated that they needed more effective marketing or social media plans or identities, trying to get that presence out there. You know, we're all plugged in somehow. I mean, if people are listening to this, you're plugged in somehow. So I think that's just something that going forward, they would like to do better, just getting connected to people.
Steve Jagler, did you go back and speak with the nonprofit leaders after the results of the survey became known?
Yes, we surveyed the individual nonprofits, and then the students went back and interviewed some people who are involved in the nonprofit industry, people at the Donors Forum, Greater Milwaukee Foundation, United Way, and so forth, to get their interpretation of the results, since they are living it day to day and seeing it. They're on the front lines of it. It was interesting to get their reaction to the numbers that our survey showed.
Well, was it an eye opener to those people who are experts in the field? Did they realize that that these trends were the case?
I think there was a lot of surprise, actually, that things were shaping up to be so positive. I think with a lot of the news, especially related to the rate of unemployment in the country, I think there's a sense that things are still not so good. And so our survey results really kind of showed that, you know, things are turning around in a lot of ways. I think it was kind of a surprise.
Was it a surprise to you?
Yeah, I'd say the numbers were more optimistic than what I would have expected them to be. But I think it speaks to just how resourceful the nonprofits in the Milwaukee area had to be and have to be and will be.
Can you talk about how this collaboration came together? How did BizTimes happen to do this project with journalism students?
Good question. The stars just all lined up in a row for this situation. I was asked for the first time to teach this advanced course at UWM, my alma mater. So I was happy to give it a go and see where it took us. And I think the students and I literally learned as we went along. But we had this database of the BizTimes nonprofit directory with 120 nonprofits in it. And I threw it to the students, as a final project for the class, what could we do with this? And it was one of the students, actually, that came up with the grand idea of, well, let's ask them if they rebounded from the recession. And from there, the students divided up the nonprofits by the letters in the alphabet, and they appointed a captain, who was Samantha, to be kind of the lead student on the project. and she was kind of the traffic cop. And then they each reached out to their designated or nonprofits within the survey findings. And so they each needed to rely upon the other. It was a great teamwork exercise. But I'd rather have them talk about what they learned from the whole process. So, well, Sam, what did you get out of it?
I think it was a really unique opportunity. It was unlike anything else that I've done in school so far, in that it involved such a large scale of collaboration with area organizations as well as my classmates. One of the things that was really neat about this class is that we had the opportunity to interview a lot of people from area businesses in addition to all of these nonprofits. So when it came time to do these interviews and come up with questions, we already had a really good understanding of some of the business trends, particularly that you know, nonprofits kind of rely on businesses and that there's a very symbiotic relationship between them. So, I think it was unique and very awesome to take part in.
How did the collaboration play out as far as your journalism experience goes?
Well, I've had a couple really good experiences so far with the whole journalism field and pretty much getting experiences under my belt. But I think to come together with a bunch of people that are kind of just going at it, first timers, kind of just trying to get an understanding of things and working together, and the spirit of collaboration was really, really great. I think doing it at a school like UWM, where it's more like a commuter school, so there's a naturally like this kind of a distance if you want to keep your distance from other students in the class. It was really, really fun to come together in that way.
Well, James, Steve, Sam, thank you so much, and congratulations on putting this whole survey together.
Thanks for having us.
Steve Jagler is executive editor at the newspaper Biz Times. James Gutierrez and Samantha Nash are journalism students at UW-Milwaukee and are members of the class that collaborated with Biz Times on new research about the economic health of Milwaukee area nonprofits. There is a link to the study from WUWM.com/lake effect. A Wisconsin grief counselor says we can learn a lot about life from people facing death. We'll learn what some of those lessons are and more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.